And jumping into our first interview of a very busy Friday morning. Right now, speaking of getting by with a little help from our friends, I'm going to be introducing you to an amazing NPO, a non-profit organization that's been doing incredible work in South Africa since 1948, if I have my facts correct. Solidarity Helping Hand is a multifaceted organization that is involved in so much good work right across the country, including our very own KZN North Coast. And to give us a perspective on just how incredible this organization is and how you can get involved in its incredible work, in the studio with me this morning, I've got two very fresh-looking faces. We've got, on the one hand, the CEO of Solidarity Helping Hand, Minister Hannes Nieuwert. Hannes, did I get your surname correct?
Yes, you do.
Fantastic. We're winning already today. And Regional Coordinator Annemarie van Heerden is in the house as well. Annemarie, how are you?
I'm very well. It's wonderful to be here. Thank you so very much.
It's great to have you guys in on a Friday. And I believe just last night, in fact, you had a really powerful gathering at, was it Lamontagne?
It was at Lamontagne, yes.
And what was the focus of the meeting yesterday evening, Hannes?
Yes, so Solidariteit Helping Hand, or Solidarity Helping Hand, keep us busy with community development, and the theme of yesterday's evening was community development.
You're talking to a growing community right here, and obviously all community causes are really close to our heart here at this particular radio station. The work, I've just been doing a bit of research, looking at all of the different aspects to the Solidarity Helping Hand organization. It is immense. It is massive. Annemarie, in a nutshell, if you had to try and explain quickly to our listeners all of the different areas of focus, how big is this thing? How expansive is your operation?
We want to have a holistic approach, but we start with looking after the little kids,
people with disabilities.
And as well as the elderly. That's the people that doesn't have a voice. They cannot help themselves. We have to help them to uplift and get them out of the situations that they are in within the help of the community itself.
So, I mean, the name kind of says it there, Help in the Hunt, Helping Hand, a socially based NPO where the focus is on community development, working together with other NPOs in various institutions in an effort to help alleviate poverty within the communities that that you operate in. And Annemarie, am I right in saying that your focus is on our region, which it kind of includes Mpumalanga and KZN North Coast up to and including Ballito?
Yes, that's correct, yes.
And Hannes, you oversee the national picture, is that right?
Yes, we have work in 14 regions, 243 branches. We have more or less 2,000 volunteers in every town and city, and the most important thing is to teach people to work to help themselves. You cannot always depend on everybody else, or depends on the government, or somebody else is always looking after you. Our big main goal is to teach people. It's important to work with heart, get out going forward.
Yeah.
But the best helping hand is at the end of your own arm. That's very important.
I like that. And look, we've had some really interesting years recently. We've been through big challenges as a country and as a province, KZN in particular, and we know that a lot of families have been struggling, and to have a helping hand to get by sometimes is crucial. But I get what you're saying, that it's not an endless stream of handouts. You're trying to pick people up, give them the tools to stand on their own two feet so that they can continue to walk forward and strive. And I'm just looking at some of the national projects, amazing stuff, including giving sanitary wear to girls who need it, giving school bags to grade one learners, and just so many others, from feeding and nutrition schemes to focus on education and women's causes, families and elderly, people with disabilities, as you mentioned. There's so many different aspects to this thing. And you know, if someone listening to this is fortunate enough to be in a position where they don't need a helping hand themselves, but maybe they've got an ability to offer a hand to help in some way, whether it's through their business, through their church, through just them in their personal capacity, what does the picture look like right now in terms of the need in the communities that you're serving, Hannes? I mean, after COVID, after the riots, is it bleak compared to, say, 5-10 years ago?
Yeah, I think it becomes more and more bad every day because we start with COVID. Before COVID, there was a lot of poverty in South Africa. I mean, if you look at the government grants, it's more than 50 million people every month. Sure. We start COVID with 18.5 million. In COVID's time, it become 10.5 million more. It's now more than 30 million. Then come COVID, then comes the floods, then come the lootings. Mm. And all these things have a big influence on the people's way of living, especially on our kwetsbare groepen,
vulnerable
groups, yeah. Like the older people and like the people with disability and the children. And that's why we focus on help everyone in this specific need. We must look what they really need. Mm. And for us, the main focus on this moment is studies. Help people with the studies because it's expensive. It's important to go and study, to learn, teach yourself something you can do for the rest of your life, because that just put you in another situation.
Absolutely. I mean, you talk about giving people the ability to stand on their own two feet and eventually sustain themselves. Education's got to be a critical focus, part of that picture. And what impresses me about the organization is just how solid your structure is and the skills that you've got, the people that you've got in key positions, the management of the whole thing. And looking at all of the different committees and campaigns, it's a really impressive organization. And let's get to the bottom line here. For people on the North Coast here who are inspired by what you're doing and who want to find out how they can get involved, whether it's being a contributor, financial contributor or an honorary supporter or a volunteer and a supporter on a physical basis, what is the smartest way to reach out, to get in touch and to find out more?
Well, it's very easy if you go onto our website. There you can get all the information. But you can always send me a SMS, a WhatsApp, or an email. My email is Annemarie, it's ordinary, just Annemarie, and then it's at helpendehand.co.za. Or you can send me a WhatsApp, and my telephone number is 082-829-2546.
And we ask the people, yes, please help us build the communities with heart, towards hope, in strength, which is important for us.
Absolutely. And the thing is, you know, many hands make light work, they say.
True.
Many handa. So if we can get as many hands involved in this project, to keep it going in our region and beyond. If you're looking for more information, or, you know, sometimes you're driving, you can't write down a number, check out the website, helpendehand.co.za. All of the contact information information on the different areas of focus of this incredible organization. And as far as the gathering yesterday and the meeting with local individuals and organizations, was the message well received, Annemarie?
I would think so. we also had a lekker kuier afterwards. We were sitting and talking until very late. So it's a weeknight,
yeah.
And the people just say it. So we had a very good conversation, informal conversation as well. So it was wonderfully.
It's good to hear that, you know, the hearts and the hands on the North Coast. I mean, we always are impressed by how people step up and are able to get involved in initiatives that are close to our hearts. And I can see this gaining strength and momentum as this area of ours continues to grow. Hannes, are you encouraged? Are you feeling optimistic about the future of Helping Hand?
Yes, very much, because the more the people knowing that it helps to come together, work together, plan together, pray together, everything it helps.
And as far as any particular drives or focuses for this next half of the year, are there any upcoming events or projects in particular that you want to mention or shine a spotlight on? Well, then there's so many. Where do you even begin? Well, hey?
Yeah, so in every region, there's a lot of projects always going on. But at this stage of the year, it's winter, so we have a lot of blanket runs, and we have a lot of people helping us with the people who have not enough things for the winter. So that's a focus now. And then the summer is coming, and then it's school time again, and so it's going on every time, every season.
Wow, look, there's always going to be an area to help out in. And if you've got two hands that are able to help, check out that website, helpinthehand.co.za.
Yes, if I just can say one sentence, at this moment they are struggling with floods in the Cape, and KwaZulu-Natal was there a year or two ago, so we must remember from here to help the people there. And the one thing working in a structure is the moment when they have the floods there, we can say, okay, we remember KwaZulu-Natal, go there, ask them what to do, and now they're struggling and we can help them there with the experience we get from KZN.
Well, this is the thing, you know, and if we can connect communities like that across the country through an organization like yours, then collectively we've got so much to offer and so many hands to help. So more power to you, to the work that Solidarity, the Help in the Hand, is involved in, Solidarity Helping Hand. And thank you for coming to the North Coast for your visit, spreading the message, and looking forward to having another chat again really soon once we've got even more hands involved on the North Coast.
Thank you very much.
You heard it here on Radio Live and Style, chatting to the CEO of Solidarity Helping Hand, Minister Hannes Nyert, and Annemarie van Heerden, Regional Coordinator for our region. Now on your local station, it's Radio Life and Style, bringing you back to the music. Before we get to half past, here's Kygo giving you some freedom.